Welcome to Melty Talks, guys. I am your host, Tanner. My name is Senpai. I'm joined by my team of people. We are recording plus doing it on video so we can have it on YouTube and Spotify. But feel free to introduce yourselves in any way, shape, form, order. Who's oldest?
Yeah, we'll
who has longest fingernails?
We'll go shortest to tallest.
My
name's
Frederick Shadow J. I'm manager.
You're who?
The manager.
I swear I heard you say manager. I'm manager.
I heard manager.
I heard manager.
Manager.
I think
okay.
You need to clean your
ears. Go get the corn of the cob out of here real quick.
Your turn.
I'm DarkWolf9673.
And you're what?
And you're what?
I'm a designer.
Product helper, the design helper, yes.
I said, no, I'm more of the idea man. I don't give ideas.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well.
I'm Yodel. I am one of the co-hosts on here. I help Tanner with designs. Past that, I don't really. I help you more or less, like, with ideas of Melty, Aquatics, the new characters that we're probably hoping to come with.
Which
and a lot of the merch, like, I help you.
Yeah, you do help me with the merch. Speaking of that, why don't you explain the new person that we have out?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you explain a little bit about Aquatics?
I'm going to have a little closer so they can see.
Okay, so you guys, if you guys want to see what Aquatics look like, check out the YouTube channel. This is where we're going to be uploading the podcast. So this is Aquatics. This is what he looks like. He's a water-based Meltian.
If I were to give, like, I don't know if you were giving him a backstory.
Not yet. I have not created.
I would say that Melty, while he in his travels, may dribbled off into like sewage lines and whatnot. Sewage went straight to the ocean.
Went swimming?
Went
possibly
swimming.
Went.
Well, probably went swimming. Aquatics is literally water made Melty. Oh, but the thing about Aquatics is he's upset with being made.
And one he didn't want to be created.
And one of the most destructive natural forces in our planet
is water.
Water, which is like the perfect thing for him. It's drown and
surround and drown.
Surround and drown. It's the perfect little catchphrase we got. Melty, why? Colby, won't you? What does Melty say?
Why eat when you can devour?
Well, see, and that's another thing. Someone listened to the podcast the other day, and they were like, is that what Melty sounds like? Like, the whole, like, rough voice. Rah, rah, rah. It was like, I honestly don't know. We only do that because it sounds cool, and Colby can do it perfectly.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to sound Southern.
You see, that's the thing. That's the thing. We uploaded a poll.
Where was he originated at? Like, you know the whole...
He was originated in the city because
because you know Lake Charles is a city.
Lake Charles is a city.
There's a bunch of hicks out there.
There it is. Because in the story that I created for Melty, he was supposed to be a cleaning absorbent.
You're right. He's a fucking Russian.
He wasn't made to be Melty. He was supposed to be a cleaning absorbent that could literally dissolve and clean everything with leaving nothing behind. Like motor oil on the ground. You can just pour it on it, it picks it up. You can clean up water spills, you can clean up dead carcasses off the ground, it just dissolves it. That's the whole point of the cleaning material.
It didn't work that way, did it?
It did not work that way. Lightning struck the facility.
No, it went
And the canister that Melty was in, which I named it Melt X, was supposed to be the name of
Come
the cleaning. No, Melt X, asshole. I'm not trying to get sued by the Powerpuff Girls here. Anyways, because there is no sugar and spice to anything nice and Melty. Anyways, so lightning struck and the canister that Melty was in exploded, went on top of this guy, and it dissolved the guy, and boom, you know, formed into a shape-shifting organism. He was made in the city. But
Melty's Russian, Aquatics is Australian, and Envy is African for whatever reason.
Why?
Oh no, he's Jamaican.
Oh my god. Everything on fire.
I know the way.
For those who do not know, let me see your hat. For those who do not know, like I said, if you guys want to see the designs of the hats, check the YouTube channel. Everything that I'm showing here will be on the YouTube channel. That is Envy, the red one that you see. He is the polar opposite to Melty, which is a funny story. Is the reason I created him was out of the blue. Well, not out of the blue. I created Melty a year ago today, which this is the reason why we're making this podcast today. We would have made it yesterday, but today is Melty's birthday. I created Melty, this one here, and this one here, all thought Melty was a candle.
He looked like one.
He looked like a candle.
Ashley, don't put me in this because I had no.
Okay, I'll say it. I'll keep Dark Wolf out of it.
I straight up told him, I was like, so you got a shape-shifting candle over there? And he was like, no.
It's not a candle. So, because for those who do not know, for those, I made Melty with a flame on the top of his head. He had a little stem and a flame coming out.
He had a wick.
Yeah.
He said it was a candle.
He said it was a wick and it's a flame, it's a candle. And,
Shout out, Dino.
Shout out to my son, who's actually, let me see this, Crystal. This pillow here is actually my son's. He specifically requested I buy him a Melty plush. Now, granted, we cannot make plushes right now, but I can make pillows. And it's reversible. So, there you go, Crystal. So Bryce was like, it's a wick and it's a flame. You made a candle. I was like, he's not a fucking candle. So I just eliminated the flame from the drawings. Each time I drew Melty, I didn't put the flame. Bryce asked, Crystal asked, where's the flame? What'd you do with the flame? And I was drawing Melty one night and I was like, what would Melty look like red? Drew him red and I was like, wait a minute, I have an idea. And I just kind of...
You called us. What happened really was you thought you had green selected. Why is Melty red?
Oh yeah, that's true. And I just had an epiphany. I was like, wait a minute. The flame's gone. Everyone's asking where the flame went. Flame detached itself from Melty, created its own organism, which is now...
That's how we came up with a name, because on that phone call, I was like, he went from Melty to Envy. He's made a fire now, and it just stuck.
Yeah, it stuck.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so the whole entire creation behind Envy is just for the sole purpose of me trying to tell people, Melty is not a candle.
But he was.
He was not.
And then with that, we started talking. It was me and Tanner specifically talking about other character capabilities. And like, if he could control, manipulate fire, like if Melty can like branch off, become fire, what else is he capable of doing? And then I was like, you got water, you got the ground, you got the air, you got lightning, you got all these different things. And granted, we haven't gotten that far on like really, or well, Tanner hasn't really got that far on really like, making it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's still like speculation on like, what's the next Melty?
See, we, after creating Aquatics, which I'm gonna have to start working on him a lot more.
You just gotta see what you can do with him.
Yeah. So, after
does he get stronger during monsoon season?
He could. Like I said, we haven't really flushed out everything for Aquatics yet. So.
He's water. He's water made to kill, honestly.
Yeah. He's. Because what we're doing here with the whole Melty thing is we're creating multiple Meltians, which that's the name of them, or Meltians. And,
shout out Dino.
Shout out Dino. anyways, there's multiple of them, and we're doing, you know, earth, fire, water, lightning, all this other stuff. And we're only doing it for the sole purpose of everyone's going to love the designs of Melty, designs of Aquatics, designs of Envy. And, you know, there's going to be certain people that want to see Melty or a Meltian in a certain light. You know, they're gonna want to see their own version, and they're gonna want to wear that version everywhere.
By the way, if you have ideas, feel free to submit them. We are always open.
Join our Discord, because I do have a channel in our Discord for Melty fan art. So if you guys have any ideas for what you want to see Melty as, or just ideas in general for the next Meltian that we create, just join our Discord and let us know there.
Even if you're an artist and you draw, I'm not saying we're going to use your drawing for legal purposes, but I mean, it might spark ideas.
A future partnership.
Yeah, that too.
And you see, Melty is a clothing brand, for anyone that doesn't know.
Shapeshifter
is the name. Melty Co. is the clothing, like kind of like the brand name in a sort of sense, but the production is Shapeshifter. And we create t-shirts, pillows, hats, tumblers, phone cases.
Shower curtains.
I like the shower curtain. Screw what he says. The shower curtain looks amazing, okay?
It's a big green.
It is a big, green, smiling face that
I'm telling you this much, if I was drunk and I went to go pee one night, I would probably shit myself.
Because I'd be like,
why are you looking at me?
And it's this design on the shower curtain.
Yeah, like, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to have performance issues.
Quit staring at me, I can't go when you look in.
Like, you know what's funny? It's on both sides, so you can't just turn it around.
It's like, if you ever try to do the nasty in the shower, it's just, quit looking at me. Why are you laughing? It's this day, it's cold in here. But, so we have a lug that we...
grower, not a shower, damn it.
So we have a lot that we can do with Melty, and that's what one of my, I'm going to give my buddy Chris here a shout out. He's on Instagram. I met him on TikTok. He's a really good friend of mine. He contacted me the other day. He said, man, you are a smart as fuck guy. I said, what the fuck? How? He said, Melty. I said, what about him? He said, you could literally make him into anything. He's like, he could shapeshift into anything. I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. That's why I created him. And one thing I could say is that I'm very, like, hard struck about this brand and what I'm doing about it is because I work on it every single day. There isn't a day I take off. Now, there was a day. Hold up. See? Told you guys. iPhone storage full. So, we're going to scratch that idea about the YouTube channel today. Null and void, chat. Null and void. So, this will just be on Spotify or whatever. But if you guys want to see the products that we have with the pillows, the hats, the just all the merch that we have, I'll drop my Printify in the description below so you guys can go check out all the merch. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I just need music. It's my bad. I'm very needy. I gotta have my music when I'm at work. Yeah. Whose Wi-Fi are you using, sir?
I'm what you call a leech, baby. Oh,
God. And I'll tell you, one of the many, you know, of all three of these people sitting here, you know, they've all given me good ideas from LT. So we're going to take a part to hear from all three of them about what they want to see the next Melty be. You've already got yours. It's on your head right now.
Yeah.
But if you want to mention another one, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, I'll go last because like I already have like a lot of ideas with it.
Exactly. So for the next Melty lineup, who would you want to see on? I'll give y'all like genres of what y'all would want to see. What would you want to see on a t-shirt? What next Melty would you want to see on a t-shirt?
Like a new one or one that's already created?
New one. And pay attention because we're going to be putting a poll at the end of this podcast for all three of theirs. And you guys vote on which one's the best.
What was the name we came up for the electric one?
Well, I don't think we came up with a name, did we?
We came up with one. We haven't really talked about it.
We haven't really talked much about the electric.
Electricity, though. Yeah. That's what I
was
going to say.
Picture that and Aquatics teamed up.
Exactly.
All right. So, what would be the background? What would be the
Oh, dude! I just had a sick idea with that.
What would be the storyline behind the lightning Meltium?
Well, as you know, Aquatic can it'll come cloud, can rain, but Mr. Ed, he's technically shooting out the electric arc.
Yeah, lightning.
So pretty much you have like a giant, dangerous thunderstorm.
Shit, that could take over a town, that could take over a city.
Just imagine you see that roll over a city and it's all shooting down.
That's destructive. Okay, looks like Bryce is about to have an aneurysm. Bryce, what is it? Say it.
No, that's good.
Say it.
Say a piece.
I mean, like, the design is what popped in my head. I work offshore, so I'm in the ocean a lot. I see water spouts. I see lightning, storms. I see a lot of fucking weather.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I have seen that was the most beautiful sight, but I was terrified if it got close, was, if you don't know what a water spout, it's a little tornado that is sucking up water. So there's water. It's a water tornado, essentially. Mm-hmm. But on top of the water tornado, it was lightning in all different directions. Once it formed and the tornado hit, lightning shot down.
Ooh, that's not bad at all either.
So, my thing is if we made whatever we call, or if Tanner designed whatever we call an electric version, weather travels to the land, he would be able to go into anything electrical.
Mm-hmm. Like conduits and all this other stuff.
Conduit, it was the name I was thinking.
Conduit. I was thinking kind of keep it with aquatics and call it electronics. But no, conduit sounds better.
Conduit is just like a really nice name. And I was just like, fuck. Like the design that popped in my head, I wish I could draw. Because like I can't really explain it in words. But if I had a picture, I could draw it. Or if I had the technical skill, I could.
Yeah.
But like imagine aquatics, you see his eyes in a water spout, and at the top you see like lightning coming down, cloud, thunder clouds, and lightning coming down with the new face, introducing the new Meltian
conduit. Yeah, and then he can have sand just like Lightning McQueen, you know, lightning travels faster than thunder.
That's actually solid.
It is very solid.
With the creation of aquatics, there's a lot that's going to happen. Because, like, aquatics, water spreads everywhere. Water's in us, it's in trees, it's in the grass, morning dew, whatever. Like, there's a lot of shit that can happen.
And I think one of aquatics' abilities, and I was thinking about it the other day, is he can literally just touch you and drain all the water out of your body.
Yeah, probably.
And basically just fucking kill you.
Probably.
So.
And now imagine if he gets pissed off enough to make a tsunami. Horrible. Like.
And all he has to do is, like, just crawl up on you, just, you know, surround, or like, around your head,
yeah,
and just fucking drown you right there, standing in dry weather.
Hey, you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead. Crystal, one of yours. Do you have one?
I stole my idea.
Oh, he stole your. You're an ass. Thanks.
Hey, I thought of first.
Oh my god. So, like I said, it's
actually, if you want to get technical, I talked to them about electrical one a long ass time ago, but I couldn't think of a way to get them to be introduced.
Well, there you go. I helped you.
So,
hey, teamwork.
Fuck both of you.
So, it is Melty's birthday. With that being said, on Printify right now, everything is 50% off. We are sold out of all of our aquatics water bottles, which I'm surprised they all got sold out. our hats are a dime a dozen right now. We have a lot of Melty hats, different colors, different variants. You can get yourself a red one, black one. You can get yourself a trucker hat.
Android 17, look at my trucker hat.
Anyways, so we got a lot of stuff from Melty going out right now on Printify, and we're gonna go around, and I want everyone to kind of mention their hopes for Shapeshifter as a brand, as a company, and where we want it to be. We'll start with Wolf this time.
I didn't get to talk about my Meltian.
Oh wait, yeah, that's right, hold on.
That's right. Why are you jumping
Bryce.
Subject?
Bryce, go ahead.
So.
We just got so caught up with Conduit. We got Conduit up.
So, you know, Melty took over the water, became aquatics. Aquatics rages. Gets on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I want a ground one so bad called Tectonics.
You're gonna have to spell that and send it to me.
I got you.
Because
I got you. But like, imagine one that can manipulate the ground on top of that. And then if you actually introduce conduit, you got 90% of your natural disasters right there. Tectonics would be so fucking cool. Like,
okay, so my thing is, how was he created?
Just said, aquatics raged. He got in the ground.
So kind of like water blended in with the soil and
like
created.
I feel like his first thing would be like mud to look like. And yep. Then like when he realizes he can do a whole lot more than just mud.
He can shapeshift into like rocks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, buildings and shit like that.
Exactly.
He can level buildings in a single bout. Superman melting.
He was mud, he slipped through a crack, went further down,
I feel like
clay, and that's how he started building more.
I feel like his personification should be mud, but like I feel like he should be able to control as he moves the ground. Like, obviously, you don't want just the ground to have eyeballs randomly, and you just see the eyeballs go wherever. Honestly,
that would be creepy as fuck, though. Just be like, hey, I can't, I love this ground.
You see him
wait a
get
minute.
Mad, touch a building, and next thing you know, an earthquake just like that one building. Ground shakes, that one building just comes falling.
I already have a picture in my head of the eyes on the ground with the mouth open fucking wide and the building just seeping down into it.
That's terrifying.
That's very fucking terrifying. And see, with that creation, I'm one of, because that one of these.
I mean, if he's mud, he could technically
yeah.
do that.
See, with all these creations, because I made Melty look kind of friendly in a weird sort of way.
No. He does not look friendly whatsoever. I don't even want to see the dude smile. He looks like a Holocaust victim.
Oh my god. We here at Melty Talks do not condone of that. Anyways, I made Envy kind of look kind of scary in a way, because it's a polar opposite to Melty. It's the fire version. You have to kind of make something that's fire based and an enemy kind of look kind of scary. Aquatics really just looks serial killer. Like, that, I am gonna lie. He looks kind of sad, but he doesn't want to be. He didn't want to be created anyway, so he is what he is. Because Melty has a mouth, Envy has a mouth, Aquatics doesn't, and that's one of the many things I talked to with Bryce. Because you know, we were on the phone whenever I was creating this thing. Because
you asked me, he's like, where should his mouth be? And I straight up said, I was like, I don't think he should have one.
I think he should just be water with eyes. That's it. And you can see his nose or whatever. Because if you look at your hat, he really doesn't have a nose.
Yeah, but you can see what you did with it.
Yeah, like kind of like a bridge, you know?
Yeah, but like my thing is like, he's going to develop, like his mouth is the water.
Yeah, because I did that with that whirlpool drawing that, the tidal wave
yeah.
drawing I sent you. He really didn't have a mouth, it was just the water opening. But for, let's say your tectonics, however you say it. So you don't have to send me, like, what it, like, the word.
I mean, we can just call him Quake.
We can call him Quake. Yeah, Quake sounds great. I like Quake. Quake is amazing. I like that. Great. You're a good person. So anyways, I want to make Quake look scary as shit. Like, when he's devouring something, I want it to look like a snake devouring an egg.
Quake can work with two of them. Aquatics. Magma.
Okay,
Envy hasn't had his long time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've been like, personally just like kind of thinking about like, how can we give him his moment?
Mm-hmm.
He introduced Quake. A lot of shit can happen from volcanic eruptions. Quake could probably manifest a volcano.
Yeah, that's very true.
And Envy would come pouring out.
I mean, to be technical, Envy is a volcano. Because if you notice on Envy's design, you can't really see it on the hat. Because I kind of made it to where the circle fit with the circle. He has that tube that it etches out of his head with the fire coming out of it. So he's technically a living volcano. He just chooses not to use that.
Think about aquatics. Although, yeah, he can make tidal waves. Water will only go so far. He can't just, like, manipulate. Mm-hmm. Quake can manipulate the ground. River right there. Here comes aquatics.
You see, I had a thing about aquatics. I had a little thought, because I'm creating a little short comic book right now for Melty's origin. But I want to create a comic book where aquatics takes over a small city, and I had the perfect way to do it. Aquatics is going through, you know, the sewer system, whatever, and he finds this office building. and it's like a big cell phone company office building. And he becomes the water inside the water cooler, where people go and get water and they drink it, and everyone's fucking like dead. And then, you know, MB comes in and puts a part of MB in every single one of them.
Actually, I want to change that idea. He goes to the water facility where they follow him, and then that's how he got stripped out.
A little piece of aquatics in every water bottle. Instant death.
Because if you say he went like there, you can't say he just got in.
I don't feel like aquatics should be able to just suck the water out of people, but I do feel like he should be able, as soon as you open the bottle, drown.
Yeah. Like, go up into the nostrils and shit and keep him from breathing. Okay, we're not psychotic people, I promise. This is a brand and something that we want to create that's going to be just more than a clothing brand, obviously. Because I'll tell you my biggest hopes.
Making a movie out of this shit, because I can picture the fucking fight, the battle of the Meltians.
Meltians versus the fucking government. Imagine that.
It's kind of hard to fight natural disasters.
You see, because there's two things that I want. One that's kind of unrealistic, but
like,
another...
The only way you should be able to beat them is, like, despite what they're capable of...
Nuke.
Despite what they're capable of, you should be able to capture their... There. Like, despite what they're doing, they have, like, a source.
Yeah.
If you can capture that source, you can shut them down.
They have a core,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which
that's
would be
true.
Where their eyes are. Mm-hmm. So it's like a big giveaway. If you can capture where their eyes are, you should be able to shut them down. But like,
it's gonna take a lot to do
that. Can you control them after that? Did you make a good enough container for it?
I have an idea, and I'll get to what I was about to talk about here in a second. But you just gave me the best storyline for the enemy for all the Meltians, hands down.
I have one thing to say. I feel like you just created another SCP.
Oh my god, SCP, I forgot about that. That's still a thing.
Wait, as soon as you said about containment, I went, SCPs.
How about we create a storyline in the near future, not right now, of all the Meltians destroying everything. Melty, Envy, Aquatics, you know, Conduit, Quake, all these. There was one Meltian that was caught by the government and was trained to take every one of them down. I don't know it yet. I'm going to create it in my spare time. But the government releases this to combat
or
every one of the Melty.
They captured a piece of Melty and like forced them to combine with something. And that's what they trained. So at that
government point, programming.
So at that point, like, the only thing that can really combat most was something that can manipulate metal.
Ooh, a metal Melty. Metality. I don't know. Anyways, so one of my biggest things for this brand to do is I want to collab, I want to partner, and I don't want to just be a clothing brand. I want to create something like cartoons, I want to create something like on Adult Swim and all this other stuff, but I had two major goals that I want for Melton and Shapeshifter. One that's unrealistic, and one that could be obtainable in a few years. So the one that's kind of out there, probably won't happen for 5 years, 6 years. I want Melty to be a villain in the DC universe. That is, just picture.
It'd be cool.
Just picture Melty.
I don't think it'd be Melty. It'd be one of his counterparts.
Either that or, listen, Melty, Envy, Conduit, whatever, absorbs on the Joker. Devours the Joker.
That's the part that makes it unrealistic.
And then Batman's fighting the Joker or whatever. Melty gets on the Batman. Fucking absorbs Batman. There we go. We got two bad people. Right? Superman. Envy. Absorbs Superman. He's a man of steel, but then again, he can't stop being absorbed. You know, he can't be devoured, but he could be taken over.
Yeah, but if they need oxygen, he can just slide it in outer space. Yeah.
Well, still, you get where I'm getting at,
yeah.
You know? Melty can take over.
But technically, if it gets on Superman, he can just fly straight to the sun and burn them off.
True.
That's true.
The only way he could do that is if he got the mistake of trying to do that with Envy.
Yeah.
True. But let's say that Envy was just in the Batman Gotham universe, right? Who would be saving Batman if Batman got absorbed? If Batman got devoured, who would be saving Batman? The Riddler would save Batman?
Yep. Nope, we stand the Penguin.
Oh my god. See, that's my unrealistic thing, is because I want Melty to be a villain in the DC universe. But here's my kind of obtainable thing. I want Shapeshifter to be a video game. But hear me out here. If we can do what we're trying to do and create all these Meltians or whatever.
Are we Melty or are we Melty?
We are Melty. We start out in the beginning stages. It's a side-scrolling platform.
Okay.
Side-scrolling beat-em-up. Okay, I don't know if you've got... I played this game whenever I was a kid. It was on the SNES. It's called Boogerman. I don't know if you guys have ever played that. Basically, it's a guy who flicks boogers, and that's his superpower. It's a fun game. It really is fun. It's nostalgic for me.
You make me think of the dude that had the bomb fruit from One Piece. Anything he touches, he can take a booger and flick it, it blows up.
Oh, damn.
That's what you made me think of when you said that.
So, basically, it'll be a side-scroller beat-em-up where you're playing as Melty, and you're shooting these... You're trying to escape a military facility. And you're killing all these guards, and you're devouring them. And through each level, you could pick up at least 4 Meltians. You could pick up Aquatics, Envy, and for argument's sake, let's just say Conduit. Now,
he's got to be made first.
Yeah, he has to be made first. But still, Envy can devour and leave no stone unturned. But he can only do it 3 times. Which means you can either kill somebody, let him lay there, but if guards come across and see it, they're going to be charging after you. Because it's a side-scroller, so... Say you kill someone right there, and you keep going, and the body's still laying right there, right? Guards can come up and look and chase after you from behind, so not only do you have people in front, you have people in the back. That's Melty. Aquatics can drown, but then again, the body's still going to be laying there. He can drown as much as he wants, but the bodies are going to be laying there, so the more you drown, the more armed guards are going to be behind you.
I feel like Conduit should only have one eye.
Huh?
I feel like Conduit should only have one eye.
One eye?
Scar over the other
eye. Wait, what?
Scar over the other eye.
Colby.
I can see that idea because one eye formed, the other one didn't, so it just left the scar there.
Okay.
So the scar of a lightning bolt.
And for Conduit, whatever, if he were to be in the game, I would figure if he'd be a special attack. For like any of the Meltians that you get, Envy can only be used 2 times for 2 levels, because he'd be like the ultimate attack. He can literally just blow everybody up. The final boss, in my opinion, just hear me out here, would be a Meltian that I have not created yet. But I would say, the more Meltians we create, the more levels, the more bosses, the more things that we could actually
Melty
do.
Melty that you haven't created should be called Vacuum, and it should be an air based one because you could suck them into a container and you leave out without being trapped in there himself.
Just give him your floating eyeballs.
Not necessarily.
It could be a gas cloud.
He could literally just walk around. As like it could be something that they have like in their suits or whatever, like
mm-hmm.
But it's free roaming gas cloud after that.
Yeah.
Like Vacuum is the perfect thing. Like I like the name of it too, especially with air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Okay, so
it's not because my last name is Dyson or
Dyson the Vacuum. Alright, so Shapeshifter the brand, what do you want it where do you want it to go and where do you want it to do with it?
I mean, I want the clothing line to take off for sure. Like, I know that you're the artist and whatnot, but we're all working really hard on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't care less about profit. Like, but like to create something that's different from everything else,
mm-hmm.
and for it to become a popular thing would be amazing.
See.
I could see it as a comic book before I see it as a video game. I could also see it as a movie before I see it as a video game.
Well, a little animation movie. You see, for us, I would love to be picked up by Adult Swim. You know, because I'm going to say this now.
Yeah, that's possible.
Melty is not for children. Now, granted, I said my son wanted the Melty pillow because he doesn't know who Melty is. He just sees the design. He knows that Daddy drew it. He wants a pillow. But Melty is not for children. Obviously. I just want to get that out there. But I would love to have a movie made by Adult Swim. Picked up by Adult Swim. You know.
Could you imagine a live action of this shit, though? Like, that's what I've been like.
If I had the tools to create a 3D version of Melty, I would. But I don't have the tools. You can't do that on Procreate. So, but if I had the tools to create like a CGI version of Melty, I would. I fucking would. Because I would love to see what he would look like. Probably nasty. To be honest with you, probably nasty. Crystal? You good, huh?
Yawning.
Yawning. Where do you want to see Shapeshifter be in, let's say, a year? Year or two?
I want to see him as an official comic.
Shapeshifter the comic, or Melty Co. the comic book. I like that. Cool. Like, I can only draw so much. I get tired every now and again, man. I could work on designs every day.
You'd have to pick up other artists.
I'd have to pay another artist, but let me tell you something. If that artist doesn't do what I like, he's fired. Because I will say...
It's your brand, dude.
Exactly. See, Melty's copyrighted. Shapeshifter, the whole brand is copyrighted. I paid $300 to get that bitch copyrighted. He's mine. No one can take them. Mine. What's ours? I'm not gonna be that mad Tarrant guy that's over a company. It's mine. Everything's mine. You, it's mine. No. We're all here. We've all done in some work. But Melty will be my creation if I hire anybody.
The thing that's really nice to see now is like some of it's starting to come to fruition. Like the item shop is not staying stocked at all.
No.
Ever since the creation of Aquatics is when people started, literally taking them serious about it.
I created the water bottle, for instance. Created that on a Thursday.
Friday was sold out.
And it was sold out on Friday. And I was like,
what? I watched it happen because I was about to buy one. And I watched it go from being in stock to out of stock. And I was like, oh, we're actually getting something.
Yep. And we're not making money. Because I've told all three of these guys, and I've told everyone that I've, like, about the Printify shit, I don't get no profits from it. For the sole purpose of, if, you know,
you want traction,
I want traction first. I'm not going to take your money if I'm not going to go anywhere with this shit, you know. So, I know they say, in order to make money, you got to spend money, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to take people's money. And you guys just have a piece of art that's not going to go anywhere. So, with you guys that are buying the merch and wearing it...
merch should be worth a lot.
For those that are wearing the merch and stuff, you guys are supporting a small brand that's working to get up there in the ranks. We got the podcast. Melty has his own X now, which is Twitter. He has his Twitch, but I forgot the login information.
I mean, I feel like he's going to be a big partner in gaming communities.
Yes, we are now sponsoring two channels right now. We have Nova Circuit and Botly Zeus. I just call him Bot.
That's
okay.
That's
so
shout
we're
out to them, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to both Twitch channels, both amazing. We are sponsoring both of those Twitch channels. Now, granted, we can't send anything. Everyone has to buy their own merch. Every merch that you see here, besides those two hats that are over there, Bryce bought those two hats for them too. He bought the Aquatics hat and the Yin and Yang hat for Mr. Wolf over there. I bought the hat, I bought the shirt, I bought the pillow.
I bought the tumbler.
And she bought the tumbler.
You know what you should make? The drawstring backpack.
Actually, they do have drawstring backpacks on there. So I can actually do that. You want an aquatic straw string or a melted?
I'll get more with you on it. But, I was thinking, like, you know, when you get a certain design that I want made.
Okay. Because we will be designing a lot for aquatics and everything, so.
Aquatics is about to get a lot of work.
Yeah.
But, like, it's finally deserved. Like, I love Melty. Melty was, like, the origin story of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're gonna make all these characters, you gotta give them the time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Indy is really hard to. And that's when the creation of, like, future Melty will come into play.
Because Envy was the second one, and Aquatics was the official third.
Envy and anything on this sort, he could be just waiting to get more mad at the second that he can't get let loose.
Mm.
Now when you give him a chance to let loose, it's going to be over.
That's true.
Quite literal hellfire.
Quite literal.
In the volcano ready, waiting to erupt.
To watch the world burn.
Yep.
That's true. So Colby, you're the only one that hasn't answered yet. Where do you want Shapeshifter, Melty, and stuff to go in the next year or two?
You said we don't want to work no more.
He's like, I'm tired, boss.
I'm tired of this, Senpai. Turn it back!
I agree with Yodel about the Cloak brand taking off. But I also want to see him more like being spread around the gym, because once word gets out, people rock them in the gym, it'll spread to other people, and then it'll spread to another gym, and so on and so forth. So gym, some people never go to the same gym.
Yeah, you get one gym creator, content creator. It's over with.
That's gone from there. So, one thing I want to talk about, I want to bring us back a little bit, because you guys were all there for the creation of Melty. I want to talk about the day Melty was created.
I can tell you my reaction, because I was the first one to pop up and say something. Because, prior to Melty...
Being Melty.
Prior to Melty being made, Tanner was, a hardcore, crazy, Naruto, whatever, kind of drawer. And I was his one friend that was always the one that's gonna be the most upfront with him. And he will listen to me, other people that speak up the way that I talk to him. It's like, I don't mean to come across mean, but I do.
Yeah.
I'm blunt.
You come off as a bitch.
My exact words that I told Tanner is, your art will never go anywhere until you make something original. And I was like, sure. You're too talented to be wasting your time on somebody else's thoughts.
1 year later, look at the company.
Yeah.
Now, Melty popped up in the group chat, a picture of him. And my first words, I was like, finally. And you said, what do you mean, finally? I was like, finally you did something original.
Yeah, because the origin of Melty, and I'm not talking about the storyline of Melty, I'm talking about the origin of when that my desk was over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Before it was over here on beside my TV. I was sitting there and I was drawing. I just got back from, I think it was Minnesota. I just got back from work, and it was Halloween time. And I was like, I know you're excited. His game just got done downloading. So I was sitting there, and I was like, it was October, so I was like, I want to know what zombie spit would look like.
Oh, so yeah.
I started drawing it, and I was like, well, this just looks like green sperm. It looks like green jizz. So
that's what I said.
I just decided to draw eyes. Kind of like a no nose, but like a skeleton nose of sort. And then just a cartoonish mouth. And I sent it to group chat, and Bryce was like, finally, some original artwork. So a couple days go by, a couple weeks go by. And I was watching YouTube, and this clothing brand came up. And I was like, wait a minute, I could turn this into a clothing brand. So instead of just leaving Melty the way he was, I started designing him in other fashions and, form, shapes, and sizes. Didn't come up with a name with him, but I just kept sending it to group chat, and everybody's like, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. Is he a candle? No! He's not a candle! So I named him Melty.
I think the name came because I was like, why does he look like a melted candle?
He said melted, and I was like, wait a minute. Melty. Melty is his name. I said, Bryce's name is Melty! And for those who look at the shop, as much as you guys hear me this whole podcast saying that Melty's not a candle, Melty's not a candle, you can go on my shop right now and get a Melty candle. He's a candle, finally! But no, so...
What's his scent?
Soy-scented candle.
Soy? Like soy sauce?
No. It's you can actually get it vanilla... Pumpkin. I think that's it.
Man, you missed the biggest mark. The motherfucker is green. Green apple.
They didn't have that. They didn't have none of that. You don't think I would have done that? Had I seen it, sir?
Sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder too. And that's another thing I kind of want Melty to be, off subject real quick, but I want Melty to be an energy drink.
Oh, I'd drink it.
A sour apple energy drink.
Listen, I'm a caffeine addict. You cannot tell me that.
You would be buying Melty off a shelf.
Oh, no. I would buy a kiwi.
Oh, kiwi? Hell yeah.
It's
nope.
Okay to be wrong.
It's okay to be wrong.
Says you.
Yeah.
So, during the production of, well, during the art process of Melty, I was just started, you know, coming up with random designs, and I was like, well, wait a minute. I need a brand name. I'm not going to call the brand name Melty. I'm just going to have something else with it. Huh?
I hope that was me.
She did.
I said shapeshifter.
She was like, well, what can he do? I was like, well, he could turn into anything he wants to. He could devour anything he wants to. If he touches it, he devours it.
Shapeshifter.
Crystal came up with shapeshifter.
I came up with why you when you could devour.
You came up with that. Colby came up with the voice behind it.
No, you only tell you because I did a line for Revenue from Apex, and then I did a few lines for Reaper from Overwatch.
That's true. And with Aquatics, the Surround and Drown, I came up with that while on the phone with Bryce in the dollar store. I was like, man, he could do anything he wants to, like Surround and Drown. That's it, Bryce!
That's his saying. I was nodding when you said it. I was like, yeah, and then like you're like, that's it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm nodding about.
It was funny as hell.
I was in the middle of fucking work when I get this phone call. Like, I just woke up, about to go on watch. I'm looking at all the bullshit that's happening. I'm showing Tanner the boat get loaded down, and he was like, you know, if you literally do anything like Surround and Drown, that's it, Bryce! Yeah, Tanner.
Like, that's it, I'm a genius. Alright, so it's Melty's birthday. What is one thing you would say about Melty that, you know, you want people to know? I'm talking to Colby first. For people that are listening, what is one thing you want them to know about Melty and the Shapeshifter brand as a whole?
It's unique.
It's unique, okay, that's fair. That's a very good cop-out. Crystal?
The brand's gonna take off more than it already has. Honestly.
Like it. See, that's how you say things.
You quit fucking starting with me then!
Bryce?
It's just been fun. Like, it's been a lot of fun to create something.
What it started was, it was just friends bullshitting, and then it turned into something like, oh hey, we can actually do something with this.
Yep.
It's just been a lot of fun. I mean, we've always been really close friends, well, for the most part.
Mm.
But like, we've grown like, from friendship to camaraderie to family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're watching something grow. Like
get
from
up.
Like from an infant to like its
adult stages.
Its capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a lot of fun, and I hope y'all come along on the journey. It's just been great. Happy birthday, Melty, man.
Yeah, I got the notification yesterday and I was like, it's been a whole ass year since we have created Melty, and I've had over 100 plus designs of Melty. Like 100. Like, I have drawn a lot since then, and we have a lot on our Printify, we have a lot on our podcast, and you know, Melty's everywhere. Melty's on my Twitch, Melty's on my Twitter, Melty's on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, when I get back to streaming full time, I'm gonna like, not necessarily sponsorship, but I'm gonna be having him on there somehow, because I'm about to get my PC set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be a lot of a big part of it. I'm also gonna steal some designs and build a PC around it, but
you see, I've seen a lot, and we'll say a couple more things and we'll end the podcast here, but I've seen a lot of people be ordering like desk mats and, you know, all the stuff that's gaming-wise for Melty. But if you're a gym freak and you want to work out with Melty, we do have jogger suits, we have basketball shorts, we have basketball jerseys.
We have a shaker bottle.
We do have a shaker bottle. We do have that. So, like I said, it's Melty's birthday, so for the rest of October, everything on the Printify shop will be 50% off. I've been texted about this everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I cannot lower the shower curtain and the blankets any more than I already have. Okay, because we have a comforter that's literally $100. It was 200 to begin with. And that's with only 50 cent profit. So I have lowered everything as low as I possibly could, and I'm sorry.
You never mentioned that you had the puzzle, too.
Oh yeah, we have a Nova Circuit collab puzzle on there, too. So if you guys listen to Nova Circuit or watch Nova Circuit on Twitch.
Or the good old fashion.
We have the Mimic Chess Melty. So the puzzles that we have a Melty Talks puzzle, a Mimic Chess Melty puzzle, and a collaboration with Nova Circuit on Twitch puzzle. So, but we have everything on the Printify shop you guys can look at.
Oh, you can also say that Melty's watching me here for you.
We also have Melty playing cards.
Melty doesn't have a very
in case you guys want to play poker with Melty, you know?
Custom poker cards.
Yeah, custom poker cards, yep. I still need you to go in there and change all the names for everything.
Don't try. Mm-hmm. My laptop was dead, it wouldn't turn on.
So make sure you guys go check out that. There's that's an updated one too. I updated the design. Yeah. Because the other design, see that design you got right there, really wasn't that much detail.
I'd be scared to pull out my dick.
All right,
like,
so
I need to pee, but like I don't want it in here. I'm going outside.
So before we end the podcast, we're gonna get some final statements from everybody. Bryce,
just be on the lookout for the future designs, because now with the Meltians, the first it was just Melty, then it became Indy, and now with the Quadish we got. Tanner came up with the Meltians idea. The future design's about to be. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Ah. Crystal? Oh, wait. Oh, you're not done. My bad.
And just, like, thank you for the continued support. Appreciate you for listening, tuning in.
And thank you for buying all the damn aquatics water bottles. I wanted one. Thanks.
Happy birthday, Melty, once again.
Happy birthday, Melty.
Well, damn. All right. That's my manager talking, by the way.
Yourself.
You'll go last? Okay. Happy birthday, Melty, man. I'm happy that we're all on this journey and that we've done so much so far, so fast. Yeah, I mean, it's been a year.
It's progressed. It started progressing really quick out of nowhere.
It is. We can't quit our jobs just yet, but I promise you, once we get that $1 million settlement, once we get that $1 million check, we're all fucking quitting. Well, I know I am. But
until like it's constant.
I told Ronnie, I said, for those that don't know, that's my foreman at my job. I said, you'll know when I get my $1 million. He said, how? I said, you won't really know, but there will be signs. He said, what will be the first sign? I drive up here in a fucking Ferrari. And say, fuck all y'all, I'm out. But
I would
no.
not drive to that plant.
In a Ferrari.
Anything nice.
But just know this is not about the money. This is not about the fame. This is all about creating and just doing something that I've always wanted to do with my life is draw and create my own brand and have everything just go everywhere and, you know, just have something that everybody likes.
This idea is literally creativity at its peak.
Exactly.
Because there's so much you can do and there's so much we continue to do.
Exactly. All right, Mr. Wolf.
Someone say happy birthday, Melty. Look forward to seeing where this will take us. And
why eat when you can devour?
Yeah!
Alright guys, tune in next week for the next podcast. Bye!